With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. China's leader Xi Jinping holding his final meeting with President Biden with a view to return to the president-elect Donald Trump. BBC correspondent Rowan Bridge has more.
President Xi said that the U.S.-China relationship was the most important bilateral relationship in the world and that a stable relationship was important for the whole world and that China's ready to work with the new administration to expand cooperation and manage differences. I think interesting there, again, another nod really to the fact that Joe Biden will leave the White House on January 20th and looking ahead to Donald Trump taking over. President Xi gave that speech earlier on where he warned about the dangers of protectionism, again seen potentially as a reference to Donald Trump and his stated policy of bringing in tariffs on Chinese goods.
A Russian strike on a building early in the day in northern Ukraine. At least 8 people have been killed. Authorities say dozens more wounded in that attack. Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump naming Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary. George Williams reports.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
U.S. officials proposing increased logging on federal lands across the Pacific Northwest under changes to a sweeping forest management plan that's been in place for some 3 decades. That proposal would overhaul the Northwest Forest Plan that governs 36,000 square miles of U.S. Forest Service land. This is SRN News. Women apparently aren't the only ones using abortion pills.
A British court has found a man guilty of slipping abortifacient drugs into a pregnant woman's drink, causing her to lose the baby. The woman, who apparently had some kind of relationship with 40-year-old Stuart Warbley, said she intended to keep her child. British authorities are pursuing charges against another woman who apparently helped Warbley get the drugs. Pro-life advocates say this case demonstrates the danger of making abortion pills widely available. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado revealing books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries are the most likely to be challenged by parents. Comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the school year of 2021 to 22 found that many of the same titles kept appearing again and again. And this is SRN News. E. coli outbreak infecting people who ate bagged organic carrots.
One person died from the infection. The CDC says 39 people were infected and 15 people were hospitalized in 18 states after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Gramway Farms. The company has recalled the carrots. The recalled carrots included whole and baby organic carrots sold in bags under multiple brand names. While the carrots are no longer in stores, the CDC is encouraging consumers to check their refrigerators and throw away any carrots that fit the description. John Scott reported.
Poultry on a commercial farm in England infected with the bird flu virus. The UK government says the virus was found in birds in St. Ives, a seaside town in Cornwall. All the poultry in the infected area, though, officials say will be humanely culled. More details at SRNnews.com.